A cold spring rainstorm washes the streets of downtown Eureka Springs clean this evening, while inside an empty Carroll County courthouse, musicians Don Matt and Scott Thompson warm up.
Okay.
Most every Tuesday at 5:30 for the past 20 years, Don and Scott have met here on the second floor of the county courthouse. They sit down on an antique bench beneath a bulletin board covered in foreclosure notices and sing to anyone who cares to listen. This evening, they open with the original tune, "Everything is Always Changing."
Everything is always changing. Nothing ever stays the same. Learn to let it go, sit back and watch the show, 'cause everything's going to change. I learn this lesson every day. Things I think are here to stay, solid as a rock, and I never give a thought until they start to slip away. 'Cause everything is always changing, seems to be the natural way. Flowers come and go, and then there will be snow, but soon there'll be a sunny day. Thank you.
Don and Scott hesitate when asked to characterize their music contemporary folk fits, but Don says he cottons to transcendental ballads, and these songs are all that, illuminating messages about love, life, and being present to Earth's beauty. Don Matt actually works at the courthouse as building manager and is the city's government channel producer. He smiles all the time, which seems strange, and he often wears a blue ball cap over his shaggy brown hair on which is embroidered the word relax. Don's the songwriter and plays guitar, his deep, almost multiphonic voice complemented by Scott Thompson's improvised high and sweet harmony. Scott, by the way, operates HealthWorks Massage Therapy Clinic in town with his spouse, Donna, and he has a certain equanimity. They've been singing together since they met in Eureka 30 years ago and have produced numerous albums. Their most recent, beautifully illustrated by noted American watercolor artist Judith Ann Griffith, who happens to be Don's wife, is titled Tea and Honey. Performances. A popular new age producer once attempted to draw them toward fame and fortune, but both have found a deeper kind of fame and fortune in the Ozarks. The Tuesday courthouse concerts have a dedicated fan base. Scott avoids computers, and Don is not much of a self-promoter. They've not ciphered a music web presence, but you can purchase their CDs the old-fashioned way.
Iris in the Park carries them. And I believe the gift shop up at the Crescent has those. And of course, you can get them from Scott or myself.
Melodies in the breeze, the curtains dancing joyfully. In your eyes, the morning sky, portraits of the day outside. The window, birds come and go, sailing through the sunlit air. Their songs echo, I think they know that the spring is surely here.
Downtown on Eureka Springs on a Tuesday evening between 5:30 and 8 p.m., walk up the limestone steps to the county courthouse second floor. The door will be open. Grab a chair from the council chambers and enjoy the pristine harmonic ballads of Don Matt and Scott Thompson. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.